Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm at the NWFA show in Charlotte, and I'm with Steve Bratton, the president of SVB Flooring in Kansas City. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing great. You're also the chairman of the board of the NWFA, and you did a great job last night leading that, and you needed to lead since Michael Martin has left that role. Let's talk about your day job first. You're a flooring contractor focused in the wood business in Kansas City. How's business?
I would say it's good. We're also on this roller coaster ride that I think everybody's been on. You know, so we've seen numbers up and down. We've tried to keep them flat over the last few years, but there, you know, there's definitely some uncertainty in the market, especially with the election taking place last year. We had clients as far as in-home sales that just weren't necessarily pulling the trigger, right? Because that uncertainty was out there and they didn't know what direction it was going, regardless of which way they swung on the election side of things. So we've seen a lot of that. We've seen our lead count for in-home sales drop off, I would say, by probably 50%, you know, over the last, I'd say, 6 months, but we're starting to see that increase right now as of today.
That's called a backlog. The day-to-day, though, you staying busy?
We are. And you know, we're broken up into several different divisions. We have our new construction division. We have our remodelers, architects, and designers that we consider another division. And then we have our direct in-home sales to where we're dealing directly with the consumer themselves.
Okay, so basically business is flat right now?
It is. We were down a little bit in January, February, which is normal each year. I mean, normally we actually have a reserve fund that we put aside, and we've done that for probably the last 10, 15 years to where we get past those holidays and, you know, the consumer themselves, they're just not ready to move forward. They're still taking decorations down and so on. And then March, we'll see that increase. April, usually it takes off and we're strong all the way up until Christmas again.
The consumer that hires you guys, how do you meet them?
We're meeting them face-to-face, in person. So if it's a sand and finish project, or, you know, we're just refinishing the floors themselves, you know, normally we're not necessarily having them into the showroom. We're doing those color matches and everything out on site. Where if it's pre-finish line, then they're actually coming and visiting with our showroom. But our sales team is, you know, in direct contact with them out on site.
How'd you get in the business?
I originally started off in the business in the Chicagoland area with John Lessig from Apex Wood Floors. Worked with him for several years. After my wife and I had gotten married in 1999, we moved out to Kansas City, and that's where SVB began. You know, we actually started it out of our garage, where, you know, now we have roughly about 50 in-house team members, and we have some of our sub-crews as well.
You know, Jim Walker, who was the head of the CFI, was from Kansas City.
Really?
Where all this great talent come? Why do they all gravitate to Kansas City?
Great Midwest, I guess, right? You know, and honestly, you know, back in 99 when we moved there, you know, we were looking at the cost efficiency of building. Great place to raise a family. Schools were absolutely incredible. And the market there just continues to grow and grow. I mean, the amount of new construction there, if you actually, you know, stay in touch with, you know, permit reports and review those on a monthly basis, you'd be amazed on how many new homes are being built.
Let me ask you if this Charlotte meeting feels nostalgic for you. The reason I ask that is it says on your website that you won Wood Floor of the Year in 2016 in Charlotte. And you've got that plastered all over your website. Is that right?
So we won in 2009, which was Long Beach, and then we also won in 2016. But, yeah.
Okay. All right. So move to what you're doing now. Here at the show, did a great job last night as MC, and this is a 40-year celebration. You brought in all those past chairmen of the boards. It's got a little bit of a fraternity in it.
It is. Best way I can explain it is, to me anyways, and we had a roundtable discussion at dinner last night. A large group of us went out, and we went around the table and asked everybody what they were excited about for this week, and the excitement that was at that table, conversation that took place on this is our big family reunion every year, and everybody comes to be with one another and for the additional education and just staying involved and looking at innovation, and it's important to everyone. And, you know, we had a conversation as well on asking individuals around the table, how many years have you been to Expo and what drew you to that? You know, and I'll tell you, in 2006, that was my first convention, which was in Baltimore. And it takes one convention, and once you're hooked, you're in it for life. And you just, again, it's about the partnerships, it's about the relationships, and it draws you together as a big family.
What do you think the challenges that the business face now?
Well, obviously, we have the tariffs, you know, that we're dealing with. Again, uncertainty in the market, so we don't know what that looks like, and that could change on a day-to-day basis. I know we have this pause in place, and I think we're just potentially on this roller coaster ride, and we have to see what the future holds. And I think our industry's been so strong and we've stuck together. Regardless of what tomorrow holds, we'll get through it as we have in the past.
We grow great American hardwood trees in this country, and we have a great base of manufacturing. So if we move to a little bit of this nationalism, you think it might be good for the wood flooring business?
You obviously always want to keep jobs within America. You know, do I think this is a short-term fix? No, I think this is a long-term fix. So if we're driving to bring manufacturing back to the States, I don't think it's going to happen in a year. I don't think it's going to happen in two or three. I think it's a longer road away ahead of us. And are there going to be hurdles and speed bumps along the way? Absolutely. So we'll just have to see what it looks like.
And then there's the inflationary factor.
There is. We just had this conversation earlier. We start looking at this younger generation and what that looks like for them, where you go back 4 or 5 years ago and the average cost to build in the United States was $150 a square foot. Depending on where you're at in America now, we're looking at, you know, $300 to $350 a square foot, which makes it difficult for this younger generation coming into, you know, beginning with families and, you know, just getting into that housing and not having to necessarily get into multifamily and lease. So I think that's one of our concerns moving forward for sure.
So, Steve, you've got this day job. Sounds like it's doing pretty well. Then you've taken this role as chairman of the board, and then Michael Martin throws you a curveball, and now you've got to go find his replacement, right?
We're in the process of that. To Michael's defense, I'll tell you, you know, he had a vision, you know, and he had dreams that he had wanted to achieve in the architect and designer community and consulting side of things. You know, Michael and I had spoke, you know, back earlier this year on in the nonprofit world. The average lifespan of an executive director is normally 7 to 10 years. Michael was here 14, almost 15 years. I mean, that's pretty incredible that we had him around that long. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about our team. We, you know, here at convention, we finalized the, you know, the formation of our staffing committee. So with that, we'll start taking effect as of May 1st. But again, I'm excited about what that looks like.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what you're going to do this year. On top of the other things you're focusing on is get a replacement for him in here.
We are. That's the goal.
All right, Steve, it was great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Steve Bratton, the president of SVB Wood Floors in Kansas City and the chairman of the board of the NWFA. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.